All right, guys, here we are once again, another week of Geeks of the Square Table here at Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee.
Son of Maddie.
Thor.
With me, I have...
Gomer.
Christian.
Adam.
Taylor.
Jesse.
And Larry somewhere off spinning games. So yeah. We're going to start the discussion.
He's got all the games.
It's
the face hair.
He plays the game.
Dude, last night at that movie, I was like, look, he's 5 days in November, in No Shave November. What were we talking about? Namor.
We were talking about Prince Namor, the Submariner. The first mutant in Marvel continuity.
That's right.
Which they very much established in the 60s.
Not in history, but yeah.
Not in history, yeah, because technically I think
it would be Apocalypse. I suppose.
Of Sabinor.
Yeah. And so it's technically the Wasp. A lot of people forget that. But her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Her powers are a mutation.
So I just wanted
her wings.
To
she
know.
Grew wings.
I picked up a mystery sucker. That was a mistake.
Yeah.
You only picked up the mystery sucker.
That's inherently a gamble, anything that's question marks on the wrapper.
You know how they make the mystery sucker, right?
Like it's blue, so I thought it was blueberry.
What's ever left when they're switching the machine for flavors, they take that mystery goo and they make a mystery flavor. That's why each mystery flavor is different.
They do it to clean out the machine.
It's the clean out of the machine of what's left over.
Well, I'll never have a mystery sucker.
Yeah, that just ruined it.
I had one that was like, it's like blue raspberry, so it was delicious, and this one was blue, so that was going to be delicious.
Yeah.
But it's like the old cotton candy nobody wanted.
With a little bit of coconut.
All right,
it's always a little bit of coconut.
Namor. I don't want to talk about dum-dums the whole time.
Why,
specifically Namor, the relationship currently between Wakanda and Atlantis.
Because, and for those who did not read Avengers vs. X-Men, while having the power of the Phoenix, Namor effectively ruined Wakanda in every way, shape possible.
Yeah, destroys
so many people.
And then the Wakandans go back and do the same, don't they?
Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
They destroy they're at war right now.
Yes.
Understandably.
Effectively.
So the microcosm of that war.
And then Namor screws them over again.
In Infinity,
he Black Dwarf.
Black Panther's totally got the Infinity Gem there.
Totally. You should go back over there again.
Which he doesn't even realize he just snitched on the Illuminati base, thinking they weren't going to find it in Necropolis.
Okay,
and they do!
Okay, this leads directly into my biggest complaint about Namor being on that team. He has had no positive impact on that team whatsoever. You have
on
like
the Illuminati?
Yeah.
Yes,
I have. You have Mr. Fantastic, Iron Man... Black Panther, really smart guy.
Yeah.
And then you have like Doctor Strange, the most powerful wizard on Earth. You have
Sorcerer Supreme.
Yeah.
Namor isn't doing a damn thing.
Here's the reason.
But he is the king of 2/3 of the planet.
Fair enough.
As far as the water goes.
And as far as the team dynamics go, all he's done is been like, you idiots, work faster. Fuck you, Namor. You haven't done anything.
He is. Okay, and here's Ben just talked about it when he put Namor on the original Illuminati. Namor is necessary because he's the one who says, let's do it.
And he also creates conflict all the time.
Yeah. But Namor, when the first incursion happens, Namor's the first person to say we have to destroy the Earth.
Let's drop it. Let's just do it.
Namor, he's the one who wants to kill humanity anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's
that was
cool
his first
it.
Major yeah. plot, was to kill all of humanity.
What I got Captain America would be like, no, we have to
Captain
do this morally right. And they ousted him.
That's why they ousted him.
That's why they ousted
him.
What I got from what you just said was, this is what I got from what you just said. Namor is necessary because he's the douchebag.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly.
That's exactly right.
Everyone else on that team gets along except for really Reed.
Just like
you
have to have Phantom X.
Yeah,
in X Factor,
X Force.
Yeah,
X Force. Yes,
pull that
because
on.
He will pull the trigger.
Yeah,
Namor is the guy that
for one douchebag actually willing to go through with all the bad crap.
That was what Wolverine was for the X Men. He was the guy who was willing to kill everybody when no one else will.
You need one of those.
You need one of those guys, and Namor is the quintessential Marvel character.
Let's roll that back for a sec. They got into one major fight so far with Terex, Herald of Galactus.
Yeah.
Namor got his ass kicked. For
he did. Oh my god,
that was planted in the ground, and Black Bolt has to save his ass.
Can we just say that's the best response by any writer and artist? Where everyone talks about how wordy issue 3 was.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, issue 3 was so much talking. Issue 4's fight, and most of the book has no words.
Yeah.
It's them beating the living mess out of Terrax.
Hickman has a great rhythm to him, where he'll do like the
wordy.
Yeah, the word like they'll sit around and talk the whole
time. Whole time.
Then they'll do an issue where it's almost no talking.
Yes.
There was a great issue of Fantastic Four right after
the funeral.
No words at all.
Except for the last page. Oh,
brilliant.
Brilliant issue.
Brilliant.
It's also Nick DeRogatis' first issue on that run.
Yes, it is.
The artist of now, East to West.
Yeah, Hickman DeRogata blown East it up West. Over an Image on East to West.
Yeah.
Somebody in the comic book shop today has on an N7 shirt from Mass Effect, and I just want to say that I love that.
Yay. If only the ending of the Mass Effect 3 was better.
Didn't they fix that?
No.
They gave you more.
I will occupy this whole podcast complaining about the ending of Mass Effect 3.
We wanted to talk about video games, though. November is new console month.
It
is.
Oh, sure, yeah. We got the Xbox One and the PS4.
Christian here works at one of the main retailers in the country.
I'm probably going to get an Xbox One eventually, but I hate that they named it that. Because now when I talk about original Xbox games, I
have
to say the original Xbox. I'm like, oh, yeah. Games on the Xbox One were really good. And somebody was like, dude, that hasn't come out yet.
Yeah, it's kind of like the DC universes, you know. The new 52 is Zero, and then there's Earth 1, Earth 2, and Earth 3. Yeah.
It doesn't
make sense.
Why do we have to do that?
But
I mean, I know why they named it that. And the reasoning for that is cool, but when you look back at all the other names, it's like, no, it's not.
Well, the reason they called it the Xbox 360 is because they didn't want to have the PlayStation 3 and an Xbox 2 on the shelves at the same time, because stupid grandmas were going there, oh, well, 3 must be better than 2.
And then you got 360. Yeah,
that's a good point.
What's like the idea behind Xbox One that like it's the one thing you need because it's a multimedia
all in one? Because you talk to your TV, it watches you, and I really don't want my TV
watching. I don't want my TV watching.
But guys, we all want to live that space odyssey situation.
We all want to live in the Jetsons.
I don't want to live in the space odyssey.
No, but you want that. You want
to kill you.
You
don't want to do that.
But you want to be the hero of your story. You want to just turn on your Xbox One day. I can't let you do that. Wait, what?
Mainly just that Kinect watching you at all times.
Yep, time to get the next generation platform.
Yeah.
No, Taylor.
No. Yeah. I'm just waiting for the day. Oh, you want to play FIFA? No.
No.
Not today. Yeah. We're not being that brown today.
It's just like...
No, it's going to start telling you're not hanging out with your girlfriend. Yeah, that's what I'm going to be
doing. You should really... You've had enough FIFA. No more FIFA. E-roar.
You've been spending too much time with Elaine, Jules.
Yeah, it's going to be jealous. Right?
It's going to wake you up in the middle of the night.
No, dude, what your Xbox One's going to tell you. You're going to try to get on there and hop on Netflix to watch a movie with Elaine, and it's going to be like, good night, Elaine.
Man, did they get rid of that whole idea of... Well, also the it's always on idea.
I think that is always online.
It's like when they say that it's always on, people always like take it as, oh my God, it's watching me. When they say that, they mean your Kinect is on and ready...
Connection.
To listen to you.
Microsoft has listened to a lot of customer feedback, and they did give you an option to completely shut it off.
You can
get an option. Now they have an option where you don't have to get a Kinect.
I haven't been keeping up with it. I'm not sure if that's
they've really come through for you in the clutch.
Yeah.
A lot of people, any hardcore Sony fan will tell you, like, oh no, it's dumb, do this, do that. But this is my thing with Sony fans. Sony fans, hear me right now. Listen. You guys complain so much about Xbox Live costing this, costing that. You're buying this, you're buying that. But then PS4 comes out and they're like, oh, you got to buy PlayStation Plus, and it's almost the same price as buying Xbox Live. Yeah. And they're like, oh, okay, that's cool. Okay. That's cool. I'm like, are you serious?
Exactly. There's
really?
So much gripe.
A controller for a PS4 costs as much as a game.
There's an article on Outright Geekery right now that talks about the Microsoft's DRM and they're always on and how they probably shouldn't have done that. If you go to a PC right now, which I still think is the best platform for gaming.
That's what I got.
It's a little expensive, you know, to stay up.
Right.
But if you take into account that you're buying a console every 5 to 10 years for $500, you can get a new graphics card.
For like...
And fix that right up. Well, but on a computer, you have to have it always on. On a lot of those games, SimCity, you had to have it and they didn't take it out. Steam. Yeah. Well, if you have Steam, which is the best platform for getting a PC game, it's always on.
And that's why they've done that.
Up to the designers.
But a PC doesn't have a Kinect and a camera and a microphone listening to your every moment and watching you.
Or does it?
Watching you in your underwear on the couch.
That's how I play my games.
People forget.
I understand.
As long as your computer is powered. power is on, it's downloading something.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was one of the main things. They downloaded stuff automatically, even stuff that you didn't necessarily want. If you were a fan of first-person shooters, it downloaded you the first half of a game and said, hey, you want to try out this demo? It's here. Try it right now without you having to do with anything. And I sort of dig that. I think it still does it now. If you set the Xbox One up to do it, it will do that now. But
here's the thing.
It's changing their entire approach.
People aren't used to it yet because the people who play Xbox and PlayStation 3, they don't play PC games, so they're not used to.
They're used to doing everything.
And that's what the Xbox One is going to try to do, is get PC gamers to come over to a console.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it's going to happen.
If anything, it's made me, who was traditionally a console gamer, go over to PC.
Exactly.
And actually, Microsoft likes that.
Yeah,
they do.
They make money off that anyway. But yeah.
They don't mind it.
Unless you randomly start gaming on an Apple.
Yeah, right. I play the four games they have for iOS.
You play Spore for the rest of your life.
Deal with it.
They may be adapting to consumer complaints right now, though. Yes. But the problem was, when they came out on E3,
they had an attitude about it.
They had this whole...
Yeah.
That's the platform where you go to make your big statement. Yeah. About
and their big statement was, screw you, we're doing what we want. We don't care if you don't like it.
They landed on their face on E3, and then Sony came over and stomped on their head.
Yes,
well, Sony didn't stomp on their head. Sony won by just doing absolutely
nothing. Sony won by default.
Let's be honest. I'm still amazed that people are forgive them the fact that they sold them this Blu-ray player that down-converts,
then gives them DVD
quality for their Blu-rays, and they were able to charge extra for it.
And then the hack.
I can't believe the gaming society let Sony just bend them over and rape them like
that.
That's another problem, because you're going to tell me
my Kinect watches me, but I have to get this other gaming system that gets hacked every 2 years, and I can't play any of my games, so they give me Infamous One that I bought six years ago for free?
Yes, thanks.
Come on.
But
it's kind of the crazy thing is that they won E3 by doing nothing.
Exactly.
They came out like, hey, and all that stuff you just heard and hated about Xbox One?
We're not doing that.
Yeah. Oh, okay, you win, Sony.
Yeah. Ours is just another console, kind of like what we had last time.
They're catering to gamers,
which, you know.
The sad thing is...
I don't think Microsoft is catering to gamers
as much as they're trying to get...
Everybody.
They're trying to out-Nintendo. They want the casual market now.
Sony was actually planning on doing a lot of those things.
Yes.
Until Xbox made the announcement first, and they just changed. They're like, we ain't doing none of that shit.
We're going to ditch our speech, and then we're going to go second. Always want to go second.
Unless you're Nintendo, then you can just blow your
Well, Nintendo's going for it.
Yeah, you can always kind of sit down there at the margins these days.
Exactly. Nintendo's
like, look, we have handhelds.
They established themselves as your second console.
Yeah.
Your main console is going to be either an Xbox One or a PS4. And then Nintendo's like, hey, we cost much less than those. We're your second console.
Yeah.
And it's not a bad strategy.
And here's the thing. If you really look at money numbers, Nintendo won the last console war.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, with the Wii.
With the Wii.
No, they didn't win
with the Wii. They won with the 3DS.
Exactly. Yeah. It was a combination. And here's where Nintendo is dropping the ball.
They finally got a Pokemon game.
They are not winning the console. They're not winning the console wars, right?
That's a good game.
If they were smart, because they're winning the handheld wars. And the other two...
That's all they're doing.
Nintendo owns the handheld, and they always have.
Exactly. Yeah,
Sony keeps trying, but they can't do it.
Yeah, Sony and Microsoft both are trying to get in that market, and they can't do it.
Their biggest threat in the handheld market is iPad. The problem with the iPad is they're overpriced and underpowered.
Yeah. So. Underpriced, underpowered, and the games aren't as robust.
I may be completely glib about this.
There's no Zelda games on iPad.
Surely people don't go out to get an iPad to play games on.
Yes, they do. Yes, they really do.
There are so many people that come to my store. It's just as much as a console. And they're buying an iPad for games? Come on.
Yeah, because they're...
My son loves to touch the stupidity of people.
Yes, the market.
My fault.
But I think... Here's the thing on strategy, right? I think Microsoft's strategy wasn't only to sell consoles and sell games. The way they had the pass-through for your cable box and the way they wanted you to control your cable and watch your cable, everything through...
They want to get
that information on me. They want to say, we got an Xbox Live user who is at this age and this much, and this is what he's watching. to sell ad dollars, to collect information. I mean, that was a big part of their strategy with
you're,
that.
You're aware the NSA is...
No, but they're not making money off of it.
Every Windows
but they're not making money off of it.
20 years.
But they're not making money.
Sell it to advertisers.
They're not advertising it. They're not selling
it. You got a Facebook that got your ass.
And I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Facebook even tracks you on websites that have a like this on Facebook button.
That's right. But another aspect of strategy with Nintendo. Nintendo is a terrible company because they hang their hat on their nostalgia.
Yeah.
Right?
The whole thing's nostalgic.
I'm not going to begrudge them holding on to their
core. But here's the thing. I'm going to throw my dollars at them because I'm a comic book reader.
I'm going to get a week.
I live my life on nostalgia.
That is true. But you know, but see, there's a difference between holding on to
Here's the
core
point.
Franchises.
If they put out a Zelda game, I want the console.
Exactly.
There's a difference between holding on to your core franchises and putting out the exact same game.
Exactly.
Every single year.
Okay, but it's not even with the games. It's the hardware nostalgia.
I'd rather buy an 8-bit game, honestly, nowadays, or 16-bit game.
I'm playing Legend of Zelda 2 right now.
Like, for instance, I like Heart Gold is probably my favorite game on my 3DS.
Yeah.
Really?
I love it. It's so hard. It's so hard.
I love it.
But, okay, let's give them a little bit of credit, though, because they don't release a new Mario game without making it good.
Yeah. And different.
Maybe it's not going to be
all different. Good. They're just all
they probably
the
haven't blown anyone's minds since Super Mario 64.
Here's the question.
Galaxy was pretty mind-blowing.
That's a mind-blowing.
Yeah. I got a question.
Cool. Paper Mario is awesome. I love Paper Mario.
We're talking about how Nintendo is putting out, you know, Mario's and Legends of Zelda's and all that shit. But let me ask you guys a question. How do you guys know about these games? Because you're fucking playing them.
Exactly.
That's what they want.
We'll play them all. I still got to catch them all. I just got Pokemon
XY,
and it's incredible.
I got Pokemon
the first game that's completely...
A lot of them are old Pokemon that just gave Mega Forms, and you're eating that up.
I totally missed the Pokemon thing.
You're a fool.
You're a fool.
You are the playground when that came out.
You don't like Capes comics.
You are the Namor of this group.
You're just. I never got hit. The Pokemon never hit me.
But what I mean by Nintendo holding on to their nostalgia. Look at like the Power Glove. It was a shot in the dark gimmick.
And
the
didn't
Wii,
work.
The Wii was basically a gimmick that worked.
Yeah.
Their hardware is consistently just based on their nostalgia, what they were in the past. What they are today is a gaming company, a handheld gaming company, mm-hmm. who has a lot of console licenses
that
are more valuable than anything they're going to do in R&D with a console.
As long as they're sitting on Mario and Zelda.
They should license those out to Sony
Metroid.
And Microsoft, and in return, have them license back
to
their handheld games.
Look at history.
Exactly. Almost.
Nintendo is responsible
have the handheld
almost
market.
Every major revolution in gaming.
No, I'm not arguing that point. I'm saying is it's
now,
stale
they,
now.
They screwed it up, but
Wii
they were
U
the first system
crap.
To do. They were the first people to use a disc-based system.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're the only reason Sony's in the gaming market.
That's right.
They were the first. People to do LED handheld or watches.
I still have the original
Game Boy. They were the first Asian company to export arcade games.
Yes, right.
They were the first company to license Disney characters.
But what have you done for me lately? Wii U. Crap. You have
motion
this
controllers.
Ties back into them pulling out their franchises. I'm probably going to get a Wii U for Smash Brothers.
But that's the only selling point that the Wii U has right now is one.
The hell do they care? I'm going to buy it.
And there's
it's
wonderful,
like
that
wonderful
might come out.
But you're not going to buy any. But you may buy other games later on for it.
Dude,
what I'm saying
they're making a sequel to Link to the Past.
No,
I'm getting that.
Oh, by the way, there is a Link to the Past 3DS coming out. It's like gold and black.
It
looks
like
the console. And it comes with the game.
It looks awesome. I wish
I
actually
had
$80.
I'm buying it. Nintendo can actually trace its history back to the 1700s.
Yes. Cards and Micho or whatever that game, the little
game company.
They were the first company to license Disney products, and it was for because they were the first company to produce wax-coated playing cards outside of the U.S.
But I think Nintendo would be much better served if they were licensed. If they licensed
you
out
think Nintendo
their characters,
should be Disney. And
not really, because Disney Sega. Doesn't have Sega doesn't have a handheld market.
No.
Yeah, the I mean, best they don't make consoles.
You're saying they,
awful.
They should stop making home consoles. They should stop just keep making handhelds and license their characters.
Not only making handhelds, because right now, what are the games on those handhelds? There aren't any
Pokemon.
Sony, but there
Pokemon.
Aren't any Sony.
Pokemon, yeah.
There aren't any Sony or Microsoft licensed games on.
Which is
awesome.
An incredible game. If you like Game of Thrones,
yes.
And you haven't played a Fire Emblem game, you're missing out.
Oh, Fire Emblem,
but the new Fire Emblem
easy.
Is incredible. It's so much fun.
I was so scared, you guys wouldn't know what Fire Emblem is. Fire Emblem is, like, the best fucking thing.
It's so good. Awesome. It's so it's probably the best of the series.
We got a
new newcomer.
Yeah,
what's your name?
My name is Levi.
Levi's not joining us for the conversation.
I think it should be a dual-low approach. You put less focus on the console, right? You license out your console games to the big two, who are going to pay out the ass to have Mario and Zelda on their consoles. They just are. And Pokemon. They're going to kill for those. And in return, you get Microsoft and Sony to license you back Halo to Nintendo handhelds, for example. Sony licenses to Nintendo handhelds.
Really? Do you want
to... And then you tell them, you guys can't do handhelds anymore.
Sony's
what do you
trying
mean?
To make their own handhelds.
But they're not. But they fail over and over and over.
I'm trying to think of a Microsoft or Sony franchise that I'm just hurting to have on a handheld.
It's not about hurting, though.
Right.
It's going to help sell the handheld.
The handhelds are so much more about casual gaming, and casual gaming is Nintendo's bread and butter.
Well, not anymore, though, man. I think the handhelds are to the point now where you're able to get 8 and 16
I don't know. Fire Emblem's not casual.
No,
yeah.
Pokemon failed two times. The first one was them screwing over Sony and releasing the PlayStation, letting the PlayStation be a thing.
Yes.
The second one is losing the Square Enix rights, or then it was Squaresoft.
Yes,
right?
Squaresoft.
Whatever. They changed their name every other year.
Saying,
well,
that,
no, I mean,
Sony
they merged
lost.
With Enix.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know what? But you were talking about Square owed Nintendo, dude. They,
right, they
Final
made.
Fantasy, they made Square.
Right, right.
Renewed
and
them.
When they
the
left,
rebirth
that
of Square.
Really, that established. If
the reason they
if,
called that game Final Fantasy is because it was supposed to be Square's final game.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Nintendo
did
saved
so
them.
Well.
So where was the love later on?
And Enix.
When, oh, Final
Enix,
Fantasy
VII. Like, the only reason it
Nintendo.
Took off is because Dragon War here, they gave it away for free.
Yes.
With yeah. a Nintendo Power subscription.
Yes.
And so then everybody bought the sequel.
That's where I got it.
Yep. And it was actually, it is one of the most manufactured games because of that.
Yep. Yeah.
All right.
But that's where, I mean, listen to how we're talking about Nintendo. We're talking about what they did 30, you're talking about what they did 300 years ago.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's talk about some recent games. Twilight Princess was a great Zelda
great
game.
Great
Zelda
game. Great game.
Super Mario Galaxy games are awesome.
Great
awesome.
Game. I like the new Super Mario Brothers game.
Let's
on
take
the Wii,
it, let's take
with
it
my
back
kids,
a little bit.
All four of us at the same
you
time.
You remember the GameCube?
It was awesome.
Yeah, the GameCube.
You remember Mario Sunshine?
Loved it.
Mario
that's
Sunshine. Awesome.
That was a great game.
Loved it.
Well, see, this is an advantage Nintendo has with these beloved franchises. It's not like the way EA pumps out games. We got to get a new one right now. We can't go 2 years.
They take the time and they do it right.
Like, back to Mass Effect. But one of the reasons I think Mass Effect 3 blew as hard as it did was because we have to get it out within 2 years.
Exactly.
Of Mass Effect 2.
We have a date where it's got to get out.
Yeah.
And
Mass
if we
Effect
wait till then, we're going to lose money.
Was my favorite game.
Yeah.
I'm so upset by the fact that let's just get it out by the date and we'll send out a patch or something.
Here's Nintendo though. They don't release their core franchise. Until
they're
ready.
My favorite franchise on Nintendo is the Metroid series.
Oh, awesome.
And it took, dude, all the Metroid games, there's like 5-6 years in between each release.
I've only played one Metroid game that was garbage, and that was like the one that didn't even have Samus in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that was
the other one.
That was them outsourcing making Metroid.
I don't know. I
didn't team Nintendo.
I didn't like the last Metroid. Yeah, I didn't like that.
What, third? Corruption?
No. The one.
Other end.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
That
doesn't count.
That was
really about Samus.
That's
like
Team
the newest
Ninja.
Indiana
the guys who made Ninja Gaiden made
count.
That game, and wasn't really a Metroid
but
game.
Third, Corruption was incredible.
Yeah,
so
all
the
Metroid Prime games.
You remember Metroid Prime?
Yeah,
Metroid Prime was mind-blowing.
You know, even Fusion on the Game Boy Advance was an incredible game.
That was a great game.
This is what Metroid.
Yeah.
Hold on. This is why Metroid Prime was awesome. And I'm going to say it as quickly as possible and let you guys go. The reason why the game was awesome, the first level of that game, you had every power Samus had, and her freaking suit blew off.
Yes.
And my goal in life was to get all of those fucking powers, man.
Yeah, let you feel like what it would be, and then
that's what it's
rip
that's
away.
What Metroid's about. That's what, like, you know, yeah. A lot of those Nintendo games are like that. That's like their storyline is like, hey, look at how badass you could be. I'm gonna take it away
and
from
that's how
you,
they get
and
you
now you gotta start up. Yeah,
if Samus works
every time,
it's that she walks out of the ship and immediately loses her shit.
Yeah, like how it's like you should have some like fail safes against that at this point. You know, maybe just like, okay, I'm not gonna let this weird alien bee thing take away my my, like, you know, flamethrower.
Just leave the ice beam on the ship and go back for it if you need it or something.
Yeah, like, you know, don't bring everything.
No, I gotta have a suit.
Maybe have a backup suit.
It's like a 90s film.
Yes. But, so, yeah, new consoles in November.
New consoles in November.
Well, except for
people
who think
that I'm no way.
There's nothing wrong with Wii. They are putting out a Wii Mini.
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? It's going to be, it's not going to have internet connected or whatever, so it's not going to be the streaming, but it's going to be like $100.
Yeah.
Is it an original Wii or is it a Wii U?
An original Wii.
Oh, that's the hell with that.
Yeah, why would they come out with a mini?
Well, it's going to be the price.
The Wii was already pretty small.
Here's the thing. There is a market of 4 people who are broke. And they're going to, that is going to
be Christmas.
Because all those games are super cheap.
It's called GameStop. You can go there, you can get a Wii for $80 and like 3 games.
And it has internet.
It's a new one. And that's already the biggest, the reason everyone has a damn PS2 is because they made the PS2 Slim, which was cheaper, was no different than
like
the PS2.
I had like 4 PS2s.
And then all of a sudden everyone got the PS2 Slim because it was cheaper market, even though you could get a used PS2 for less money.
Yeah.
Which actually was better, as
I got
the died
last.
People got the Slim because it was cheaper.
Nintendo's
it was brand new, and that's what they still
when the Wii Mini comes out, you know the regular Wiis are going to be cheaper.
Yeah.
You know, or at least used. Yeah. Yeah.
But it's a generation ago, man. People aren't going to want that old crap.
Man, here's the thing. Nintendo's doing what Apple
But there's a company that still sells remanufactured Nintendos, and...
True that.
Yeah, the Yomo GameWare.
They're doing what Apple does. I mean, just like they're making different versions of the same thing. I mean, do you need an iPad Mini?
There's an iPod Generation 6 that does what the Generation 2 did.
Exactly.
It's just got 7 cameras in it.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
you can take a picture of your face and you're nuts.
Exactly.
It's incredible. I need that in my life.
One shot.
Where is this device?
This is going to change my entire life.
Well, I mean... With the Kinect,
you know, with the Wii
always
Mini,
on,
you
can
install
too,
it into the dash
you
of your car, and
why
you
would
play
you
it while you're driving.
Why
know?
Would you do that? Because you want to die, but you want to have fun dying.
But
YOLO.
I think the main attraction is in this car next to
Can you imagine that? Just driving one day to somebody?
The main attraction of
that's
the Wii
you
for me,
drive.
That is how
it's not
I drive playing Wii
Tennis. You missed a great pantomime just now.
Yeah.
The main attraction, the biggest appeal of the Wii for me was not the motion control that made me tired, you know, 15 minutes in.
Can't have physical work.
Exactly. It was the being able to download old games for $10.
That was pretty cool.
That was awesome.
You know what?
Not being able to, do that sucks.
But here's the thing.
For $100, please,
I
get to play.
I have all those old games.
Dude,
true,
Wii Sports Resort is... I don't care what anybody says.
Wii Sports
Resort is physically the best game you could play.
That
game is so much... Like, my dad, since this generation of games, has given up on video games, plays that every day still. He literally gets up and
Wii
plays
Sports.
A round of golf.
I'm Wii Sports Resort. He loves that, man.
You were saying you already have all those old games.
I do.
You can put all those old...
so good.
You can put all those old cartridges up in your closet and then you can still play them. That was my thing.
Kendo fighting. Kendo
right.
fighting.
I didn't have
so I could
games.
Buy another copy of a game I paid $50 for back then. I could pay $10 for it again now.
Need to have,
I didn't buy the Game Boy version of it either for $50.
You need to have an ultraviolet where you can put say, oh, I have this game, you know, and put this
I got a question. Because we've been talking about Nintendo for like 2 years. So I'm going to throw this out there. I'm going to ask everybody at the table. Between the two new big systems coming out, PS4 and the Xbox One, Which one are you most likely to get first?
Xbox One.
Xbox One, Jules.
Xbox One.
Next one.
Two broke, but if I had the money, PS4.
PS4.
I mean, I would like...
Answer the question.
Yeah, no, okay. PS4, ideally, but it's going to be an Xbox One. Yeah, I mean, okay. Like, I love PS4.
Probably the PS4.
Okay.
Probably the Xbox One.
Okay.
But I'm not going to get out of it.
Xbox.
I'm going to wait.
Okay.
Yeah. And my answer... That's a blade on your arm. That's nice.
That's nice.
That is nice.
Cool. That's a hidden
blade. Assassin's Creed, man.
I probably sold that to you.
Actually, I got it from the GameStop in Rivergate.
So that's where he works.
That's where you work.
Yeah.
It wasn't you. It was some other guy, but dang.
Yeah,
anyway,
so,
what are you?
But I would for me personally,
I'm really proud of this about you.
I would definitely get an Xbox One, and this is why. This is why. I like both systems. I do.
I trust Microsoft more.
It's not even about trust Microsoft at all. I don't trust Microsoft. I know it'll babysit my kid. No.
But as far as
Xbox One can babysit your kid. I know Microsoft's gonna try to fuck me over. I'm watching it.
But here's the thing.
Sony's a little. But it's watching you too.
But Sony's just gonna lose their money.
First 6 month exclusives look better on Xbox.
That's what I was gonna say. It's two reasons why I'll go to the Xbox One. One. It's both systems, regardless of what you think, they're both going to bend you over.
Yeah.
But when Sony does it, they're going to spit on the tip first.
Okay.
that's the difference. And the other thing is, like Gomer said, the exclusives are better.
Wait, you said
and
Sony.
Let's be honest.
Oh, for Xbox.
They're all computers. The reason you buy a game system is to play the new game.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter, really. What are you going to buy? You're going to buy what you think the new Halo is going to be.
The reason
on.
I got
whatever
the
game you like.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we all got it.
Yeah. And Smash Brothers.
That's what everybody got.
I had a convulsive need to play the new Zelda and to play the new Smash Brothers.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, my kids are going to
be the original Zelda.
I can't know why you're playing the Smash Brothers. Even with the Wii Fit chick, the Wii Fit chick is going to be the best character. You know what the Wii Fit chick is going to be the best character.
It's always the most ridiculous character possible. That turns out to be the
Ice climbers.
Ice climbers are pretty kick-ass.
They are.
Rob the robot can kick a lot of ass.
Because the Ice Climbers were mentioned, we have to tell... Christian has a story to tell everybody because of how good this story is, and we can never go...
This is for you, Warren.
This is for Warren.
So, Warren, if you're listening, we were playing Smash Brothers Melee, I think, a while ago on the GameCube, and we got to the point where we had to pick random characters and just go. Because we played Smash Brothers for like 12 hours at a time. So we're playing.
That's how you do it.
We're like our sixth hour of Smash Brothers. So we're picking random. I pick random and I think I got Yoshi. And I actually play with Yoshi.
Yeah.
So I got Yoshi and he got the Ice Climbers.
Yeah.
How's it going? Hello. He got the Ice Climbers. And everybody knows the Ice Climbers' third jump is pretty useless. And if you don't have one of the climbers, then the third jump is literally no move at all. So I knocked the girl away and she was sitting on the top of the level. We're in the Ice Climbers level, by the way.
Yeah.
So she's sitting on the top of the level just sitting there and he's the boy. And the boy can't do anything effectively without the chick. So I knock him off the screen, and he's trying to third jump up, and she's just sitting there, and he just yells, "Bitch, help me!" And he dies, and he's dead, and I win the match. And he's
awesome.
So Warren's just sitting there. They're, you know, at the end, if you lose and your character's crying, like the girl's crying, she's like, "Sure, you can take the time to bitch, but you ever take the time out to help me?" So, like, that was just amazing. That was amazing.
My favorite Smash Brothers moment I ever had also involved the Ice Climbers. I was playing as Luigi. Luigi's awesome.
Yeah.
We were playing on the F-Zero level where like it's moving. My opponent was playing as the Ice Climbers and he had like we were pretty evenly matched all the time. He had gotten like where I'm about to fall and lose my last life though and I'm like I can't possibly get to the top of the platform. I do my third jump, but there's a red shell coming by, and it damages me as I come underneath the platform, and I get my jump back, and then I come back up, and I, like, flame punch him in the gut.
Yes!
That's awesome.
That's awesome.
That is beautiful. Ice Climbers, that's just a mean device.
I think
you
one
need
of the
other person for the third jump? What was the point of giving me a third jump?
One of the I'm most satisfying
ways. He literally doesn't have a third jump. He just throws his goddamn egg.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
One of the most satisfying parts of Smash Brothers is
Ness and Lucas. You have to have, like, an advantage. advanced degree in engineering to use the third chunk. You can't circle the lightning bolt. Oh,
yeah, exactly. I loved using Ness, by the way.
Ness or Lucas.
Lucas, that's my favorite character of all time. I love him. But here's the thing. And Smash Brothers, one of the coolest things ever.
Because it was perfect the first time.
It was perfect.
Every like 300 punch. It takes like 300 of them before they actually connect unless you're playing the computer on level one. But when you're Captain Falcon and you actually Falcon punch somebody when they're like 300% damage, it only happens like once every 2 years. But once it happens, it's the most gratifying thing ever. Yeah, when the stars, they align in your favor.
It always has the same timing as the next solar eclipse when Captain Falcon lands.
Punch. And when you hit somebody, you immediately throw the controller down.
So next-gen consoles, get a Wii U if you love Smash Brothers.
Yeah. All I have to say is I want to see...
Mega Man! We haven't even mentioned that Mega Man's going to be in the game.
Yep. That'll be good.
So,
I'm done.
I was going to say, the guy who created Mega Man left Capcom.
Yes, he did.
Because Mighty No. 9.
Mighty No. 9.
And it's going to be awesome.
Which, his Kickstarter has been so successful in the first week, not only made enough money to make it a console game instead of a handheld game... They made so much money, Capcom has already talked to him about doing a Mighty 9 Mega Man crossover.
They want
to
buy his shit again.
Again.
That's awesome.
They made millions of dollars on Kickstarter. Awesome.
Do you... If Capcom said they wanted to buy some of my stuff and make games with it, I could just walk around naked because that'd be so cool.
Well, not if they've done it to you once and then shit on you later.
It would be so cool. You know? I would walk next to you.
Because he was the only person who was like, can we stop... Like, I'll make the characters. Can we stop making the same game again? I think about Mega Man 7.
But I'll tell you this.
The same game as Mega Man 1.
Mega Man 1 through like a billion.
No, it is not, sir.
My soul does not cut the roofs of children's
house. They had a dog. They had a dog in that one, man.
They even did that with a spinoff franchise. They made Mega Man Battle Network for the Game Boy, and they made like 40 of those.
Yep.
The only series that competitively gets different is the X series.
Yeah,
the X series actually.
It's the only Mega Man I can really play.
Yeah,
the story changes.
The story continues, man. Freaking Zero turns on you like 6 times a game, and that's the only one with alternate endings. And everything about the alternate endings, you do one wrong thing, Zero kills you.
Yep.
That's just Zero's evil now. Cool. I wanted to beat the level of Zero. I guess I can't do that because he's the villain of the game now because I made a wrong decision 2 levels ago.
Yeah.
That's like Fire Emblem. If you play on hardcore mode and you get to the end of a battle,
Fire
and
your character dies, you're like, now I gotta start over. Feed them to you.
Yeah, because the problem about especially the new one, there's a contingency plan for every major character to die.
Yep, it does.
Every character can die, and so you that can game keep is playing the game.
I don't think
every character except for the main character and your
everyone already dies.
Krom and the Avatar can't die, but Marth can freaking die. I discovered, and I didn't know that could happen. I have Marth in my party, and Marth freaking died.
There is no point in the game.
The game just kept going.
Just go back.
No, he's on the cover of the game. Why is Marth dead?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is they at one point the people who made Fire Emblem realized people are just going to restart the chapter every time someone dies. So they have adapted the AI to fit that. The AI will bum rush one character, even if it's not even an important character.
Exactly. Yeah. They know you're going
to get attacked. Launch people to their deaths until they kill this one guy. Yep. Even if it's for a real battle, that doesn't make any strategical sense. They know you're going to let that character die. Damn it! I have to start all over.
Yep.
And you play
that
game so much.
That's what makes it.
And then eventually, that's why I have to say, I can't save the Centaur guy. I wanted the Centaur guy, but I can't save him now. And you keep playing, and 3 levels later, you're like, I wanted the Centaur guy in this fight. I could have had him.
5 minutes, we should talk about something besides video games.
Yes.
What else do we want to talk about?
Magic.
Infinity last week was incredible.
Infinity was good. My favorite part was all those worlds becoming Avengers worlds.
Because
it made it seem like it was going to lead into the next thing. I would love to see Captain America have a 1,000-member Avengers team and have him on all kinds of planets like a Green Lantern Corps.
Yeah.
Like,
just wait till Avengers World, I guess.
Yeah, oh, dude. I think that's what they're going to do. By the end of the event, they may become Avengers too. Who the hell knows?
Everybody's an Avenger.
But shit.
Everybody's an Avenger. Infinity also last week had a really good character moment between Cap and Thor. Thor's like, they told me it'd be too much for a mortal man, but they can go fuck themselves. You're Captain America.
Also, when he's talking to
Eden, when Captain Marvel,
that was a good little moment.
And then Thor's like, I love those guys, but they're wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, I loved it.
I love that it's two captains were like, you know, this is our life, this is us doing what we're supposed to. And then Thor is telling you to not read. Don't even worry about what they just said.
Just be badass.
You were made for this moment, and so was I.
Thor in the comics is awesome with a perfect timing here, because the movie just came out. He's like, in the comics, he's smashing holes in builders.
Yes.
God of Thunder is like one of the best things out there.
Yeah. I don't really like the Malekith storyline at all.
It's well,
God, God Butcher and God Bomb.
God Butcher and God Bomb.
But here's the thing that's really cool about, and it's gonna get better because it's Thor with a party.
Yeah,
it's like D&D Thor.
I did look at that. I did geek out a little bit when I saw that.
When Freya said Thor couldn't do this by himself, I'm like, oh great, now we're gonna get all the Asgardians back.
No.
And that was the best part about that book. It's just Thor in that book, and then he gets a freaking party to hunt Malekith.
I really love the end of that book where it's like, editor like, man, we're not working well together. Let's just all go different.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, no, you're not. I will kill you.
And that was the best part about it, because Thor usually hates working with people, and now Thor's like, no, I'm an Avenger.
We swore an oath, and we are finishing this, or I will rain fire on your homeland.
Yeah. It's going to get good because the next arc is supposed to be just young Thor.
And he did rain fire.
His young Thor was so good. Yeah. He hit Avenger Thor with a space shark. That was the best.
Yeah.
Just hits him in the face with the space shark.
Also riding a space shark.
Yes. There was that one issue where young Thor rides a star shark into battle. They punch someone through a black hole. He throws a moon at them.
That was like the best fight I've ever read.
And then they all die.
Thor drinks all the meat in about 10 minutes.
No, I want to throw Aaron's run, the most ridiculous thing. Because he looks like Odin.
Before we leave, I want to throw some Kirkman hate out there real quick.
Okay, that's awesome. Some Kirkman hate. Bob Kirkman?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bob Kirkman, I just want you to know that right now I hate you, because I think the best thing that you've ever written is Invincible, and I can't have it because you're...
Irredeemable Ant-Man.
Huh?
Irredeemable
Ant-Man. You know what? That slipped my mind for just a second. That was great.
His Marvel team was pretty damn good.
His Marvel stuff was good. But I really, really want more Invincible, but I can't have it because I couldn't get more Walking Dead.
He gets those the checks have more zeros.
Also, Walking Dead,
but damn it, like, I mean, he's got to look at Invincible and be like, this is actually a good story. And then be like, oh, I guess I'm going to write this some more.
He just likes those checks.
And also, what happened with Wolfman there? Just bullshit ending because I'm too busy to do it.
But which is funny, because I want Hickman to write Thor, and he would write Space Thor, like Thor just hanging out in space.
Jason Aaron's run is so good.
Sorry.
And for those who haven't seen the pictures from the Marvel retreat, everyone complained on the internet you can only see one girl in the picture, and Bendis points out, there's two other girls there. You just can't see them beyond Jason Aaron's beard.
Yes.
That freaking big. And then you see a picture from a different angle, and you do see the two girls behind Jason Aaron, but in the other picture...
You thought he was being a smartass with the beard comment. No, his beard is literally all encompassing.
You can't see Kelly Sue DeConnick and Catherine Amoen because Jason Aaron's beard is so big for no reason. He's so good. Like, his interviews are really goofy, but you see him, he's like the meanest looking person. He's a really big dude that's bald and giant.
I'm gonna say one last thing before we leave.
Like good night, Elaine.
Good night, Elaine.
Good night. I hate everything about you guys.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I wasn't going to do that to you, but I'm glad I did. And the other thing I wanted to say was, can I just have Peter Parker back? I want Peter Parker back.
It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
Hey, random Walking Dead trivia. Do you know Glenn was Sheldon's first roommate on The Big Bang?
No.
Oh, yes, I do remember
that. If he had stuck with Sheldon, he survived the zombie apocalypse.
He said that, What was Glenn doing before the zombie apocalypse? He was hanging out with
Sheldon.
Do we want to have the last 2 minutes of Walking Dead? Carol, what's up with that?
I just want to know why they didn't get any Glenn.
That was not Carol at the movie last
time. I swear there was a chick named Carol.
I was even
asking strangers in line, like, does anyone watch Walking Dead? And like half of them...
No, we don't watch Walking Dead.
Yeah, somehow all 10 people that don't watch that show were stuck in line with us.
In line for the Thor preview.
Don't watch it.
By the way, everyone here, minus I think these two and this guy, I saw Thor last night.
Yeah,
Thor
too.
Oh, Larry didn't?
No, Christian.
You and Christian.
We did film a review.
What is this now? It's a racial thing.
You know, it's a racial thing.
Yeah, that's
what it was. Yeah, the only together.
Rob was there.
Yeah, Rob was there.
Okay.
Now, if you're going to say it's a racial thing, we gave you free tickets. We invited you to go. Y'all refused to show up.
I know. I had to work. I'm sorry. I have a job. I had to do things.
Like, we don't believe you.
Send pictures.
You know, punch your pain out with your girlfriend.
My girlfriend brought me dinner.
So she's hanging out.
Chinese food.
Oh, man, oh that's so sweet. That's so sweet.
Food. Yeah, I want Chinese food right now. Let's go get Chinese.
Chinese.
Well, final thoughts, everybody. Round table final thoughts.
Fuck you, Robert Kirkman.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a continue.
Go the other way, man. I'm still thinking about
it. Okay. Now, I'm glad that Walking Dead's going bi-monthly.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Whatever. This is less Invincible a month.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. Less
that's
Invincible.
That's exactly what it's going to be. Final
go
thought.
Ahead and say fuck you, Robert Kirkman. Go ahead.
Namor's an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay, we came back
Namor
to that.
Namor is an asshole.
Namor is, but he's that asshole you love to love. Because yeah. Wolverine's an asshole.
You don't love
you
to love him.
You can't say Wolverine's not an asshole.
At least Wolverine's doing something in the book season.
Namor's a goddamn
true.
King.
Well, when you're
Wolverine runs a
six
school.
Or seven books, you better be doing at least something.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'm going to bring it back to a positive note and like heap more praise on Jason Aaron because his Thor book and his Wolverine and the X-Men
loving
book.
Loving it.
And his I can't wait to read Amazing X-Men. Comes out.
That's
today.
Oh, I got it right
Nightcrawler
here.
Returns.
Nightcrawler.
Peter Davis.
Nightcrawler's
it.
Back.
It's
the wraparound cover.
He's back.
Oh, I love it. It's so
I mean,
pretty.
I say all that. I love Peter.
How does he come back? How does he come back?
We don't
know
yet.
Yet.
We're going to find out.
But I have to say, I do have to say,
Jesse,
Peter Davis,
thoughts.
The one character you killed.
Yes. Go see Thor 2 this weekend. It's worth it. And also, fuck Robert Kirkman.
There we go.
Levi?
I need to catch up on all my comic shit.
Yeah, you're way behind.
You're way behind.
Way the fuck behind. But I am loving what Joss Whedon is doing with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
If that was brought up at all.
S.H.I.E.L.D.'s been
not
good. I didn't watch it last night.
Oh. Well,
they had good character moments last night.
With the movies. Can't wait to see the...
Thor.
Can't wait to see Thor. I'm really excited for Captain America 2.
Yes.
Yeah, Winter Soldier. I saw the trailer.
It looks so good.
Winter Soldier.
I'm like
awesome.
If only Black Widow had not changed her hair.
Exactly.
Okay, I was being sarcastic.
Let it go. You changed your hair this week.
I did. I did change my hair this week.
You've become everything you've ever hated.
I am. I'm everything I hate.
Don't go now with 50% more fro.
Jules, final.
Okay, Robert Kirkman, fuck you to Infinity and Beyond.
Okay.
There we go.
You know, the Elf is one of my favorite X-Men. I'm sorry, Peter. Messiah Complex was one of the best things to happen to the X-Men, but it killed off my favorite character. Happy to see Nightcrawler back.
Yeah.
Happy to read East of West this week.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
there you
really
go.
Excited. Last month's issue was so good with the judges.
I'll finish off by saying Thor 2, Dark World, Frida. Frida.
Really?
Really.
Frida.
Frida.
Wait, are you talking about his mom?
I am talking about Thor and Loki's mom.
You know, his mother's
go
Frigga.
See it. It's
what the
awesome.
Hell?
Actually,
Frigga.
You know, I think you're wrong. I think Captain America stole the show.
No. Nope.
Oh, that's...
Nope.
You that, know, everyone
spoiler,
the
spoiler,
you.
One thing I am looking forward to is, you know, I didn't know how I was going to translate Winter Soldier without the mask.
Yeah.
But the ninja thing is so much cooler.
It reminded me of Bane a little bit too.
I like it. But I like it. I think
it looks
cooler.
Like he just walked straight out of the comic book. It's great.
Next week.
Next week, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, man.